Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
This is Richard Pascoe, and he joins us this morning. How are you, Richard?
I'm sweating like Pat Cummins awaiting his arrival in person.
Yes, indeed. Weren't we just woeful?
Oh, good heavens.
I mean, when Santner can knock you... Anyway, just it's all I'm saying. It's all I'm saying. Good morning to you, sir. Your big day once again for you. You've got new announcements. They're coming thick and fast, and this time it's iPads.
Yes, so new iPads are going to be available tomorrow. Remember, most people out there only need the basic iPad. It does everything you want.
Right.
You go on the internet with it. You can edit documents with it. You can do some, you know, some basic audio or video or photo editing on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's got four new colours. There is no home button on there now, so you look at the camera and it'll let you in. The headphone jack's gone, but the price has gone up to $749, about a $100 increase, which is not too bad because the iPad's been very cheap for a long time.
They also
announced new iPad Pros. Who should buy the iPad Pro, Adam? Probably about 2% of the population out there.
Pros, I'm assuming.
Pros.
Yeah, pros.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah. So if you're in the video and audio editing experience and you want something that is super fast on there, that's the iPad Pro for you. Great looking screen on there. It's really quick. The only other thing that I can tell you about it that I think is very exciting is that with the new Apple Pencil experience, which means you can hover it 12 millimetres above the display and it will give you a preview of the mark before you make it. You know I'm stretching, Adam, when that becomes one of the highlights.
Woo! Did old Timmy boy just look really excited at the... I mean, he would have changed...
No. There was no announcement. They just released a video.
Is that right? Well, fair enough.
Thank God for that. Tim would have gone, what do you want me to say?
It's not worth the room hire, is it?
No, it's quicker. iPad Pros, people, they start at $1,399 for the 11-inch, and for the 12.9-inch, $1,899.
Yeah, that's $500 for the extra 1.9-inch. Yes.
How many gags we could be doing? But
stop.
It's 8:42 in the morning.
None of that. Yep. Anyway, that's great. That's great. Hey, I've been noticing a lot in my commercial, in my social media feeds, these paper-like. It's meant to feel like it's like remarkable things.
I was going to talk. I've got one.
Is it good?
And I've had one for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
We'll review it next week.
All right. Okay. Next, what a tease. Let's talk for those who already have iPads, though, and Apple computers, in fact. You've got an update.
Yeah, iOS 16 is now available for the iPad. It dropped last night, so you can go along and update that. Yep, it's been available for iPhones for a while, but only iPads now.
Okay.
So lots of new features in there, including a thing called Stage Manager, which allows you to manage multiple windows on your iPad. You can flick between one to the other depending on what you're doing. It's something we take for granted on a Windows computer or an Apple computer. Also, iOS 16.1 is now out for iPhones as well. There's a really good thing in there about sharing photos from iCloud with basically anybody on there, which a lot of people are going to really enjoy. Plus, the new operating system for Macs are out. Ventura has come out. I've just installed it now. Lots of new features, but the one I really like is a thing called Continuity Camera, which means you can use your iPhone as your webcam. So your iPhone has a far better camera on than any laptop around at the moment, including the Macs. All you do, Adam, is you start bringing your iPhone closer to your Mac, and it just pops up as a camera.
Ooh, isn't that cheeky?
No, nothing to plug in, nothing done, all done wirelessly.
Okay.
Works very well.
Very nice. Okay.
Really enjoying that feature.
All right, done. Well, good. All right, well done to them. I don't understand how that technology works, but I'm not meant to. I'm just meant to know that it does. I'm just guessing that for the most people who are listening to this on the radio, someone has data on them that shouldn't, Because if you're not with Medibank, you're probably with Optus. And if you're not with either of them, Energy Australia.
Let's add them to the breach. So isn't it getting ridiculous now?
I mean, just ask me. Today is Ask Adam and Jenny Anything Day. If you need to know my bank details, just ask me the question. I mean, honestly, you may as well just give it up. Someone's going to find it out sometime.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we've got to end up saying enough's enough on this. Really, business, you've got to lift your game on
this. Right. There needs to be legislation.
There isn't. I'll get to the legislation in a moment.
Right.
So Energy Australia, your customer name, your address, your email address, your phone number, the first to six and last three digits of your credit card on there. And Energy Australia did the right thing, said, hey, how about instead of 8-character passwords, we make 12-character passwords out there.
Right.
What I'd like to say to Energy Australia is, hey, Energy Australia, how about protecting users' data?
Right. How about not letting them get in the first place? If you can guess 8 letters, you can guess 12.
Yep. Plus, with Medibank as well, they reckon they're threatening to release 200 gigabytes of data, 3.9 million customers out there. People, you've got to go along, make sure you're always checking your bank accounts for unusual transactions.
Right.
On there, that'd be the first thing I'd do. Any passwords you might have used with Medibank or any of them, you know what, you might just want to sit down today and just have a bit of a think about what you're doing with all of those.
Right.
You know, the name of your football team and, you know, the name of the cat's not real great. Change your password, sit down, make a list and do it. Now, the government's coming out, Adam, and threatening a $50 million fine. For these companies.
Yeah.
Here's my issue with a $50 million fine. If they go along and do it, how many companies are going to go along and say, when the IT guy comes up and said, hey, Jim, we've just lost all the company's data. Do you reckon we should report it?
Nope.
how about we just hold off on that, Jim? All right, just wait. And, you know, we'll think about it in the next few days. You know, it's... They've got to come up with another way. Threatening the big stick, I don't think is going to work on there at all. I really don't, because I think we'll find companies would lose people's data and just never report it,
which is
a criminal offence as well in this country.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe that needs the $50 million fine, the failure to report. I don't know. Yep. Anyway.
Now, very quickly before I go, big cheerio to all the people at the University of Third Age, which are in Murray Bridge.
Yes.
Lovely group of people. Went to talk to them yesterday, did a two-hour talk. Lots of listeners out there, so big cheerio to everybody I met yesterday.
Yeah, go U3A. It's a bloody great organisation. And
wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. And, good for us too that there's so many people trying to learn stuff in our community because, you know, we need them.
Laugh. It's all we did yesterday.
Is that true? That's great. That's great.
And they learned something, so yeah.
Learned something too. That's good. A valuable lesson for all is tune in each and every Tuesday just after 8:30 to hear the latest. And when you do and you want to know more, you can go to adelaidetechguy.com.au for a full fact sheet if that's, you know, going back to the Burke's backyard days.
That's
right. In certain aspects only.
We don't talk about him.
Certain aspects only. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Richard, thank you, and we'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, ladies and gentlemen, joining us for Talkin' Tech.
Pascoe, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
From double cut rolls and savoury slices to the way we say